Hey there, friends. Are you wondering how in the heck you are going to host your holiday events this year? Listen up. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about how we as creatives who are used to having beautiful holiday events, open houses, markets, all of the things that we're used to doing in the holidays, how are we going to replace those? How are we going to run those? What are we going to do this year? Because there's a lot of constraints on how we can serve our customers. So join me today. We're going to talk about some creative ideas to help you still host some fun parties and events for your awesome customers. So listen up, guys. Running a creative retail business really shouldn't be so hard. I'm Wendy Batten, and this is the Creative Shop Talk podcast. Hey guys, I know these days are difficult and strange. That's probably the best way to put it. And some of you, more so than others, we have all kinds of different levels of ability to serve our customers. But for the majority of the clients that I work with, retailers that I'm working with right now, they're open with restrictions, or we're open with social distancing, or we're good, we're still operating, but we can't have giant open houses or markets, or there's just so many restrictions going on. Whether that's self-imposed, which I think is fine if you're doing that on your own through your business, or whether you just want concern for your customers who are holding back a little bit. How can we have holiday events this year? So I think we can get creative on how we can still celebrate and, you know, ultimately serve our customers and bring in the income that we need to for Q4. So we don't have to cancel it all. That's the good news, first and foremost. I want to remind you that we can look at different things. I'm seeing inside my inner circle members are getting super creative on how they are serving their customers. And I wanted to come in with some ideas we've come up with. I wanted to share that with some people because I'm hearing stories from retailers who are in panic mode about how they're going to do this year. So let's have a chat about that. I'm seeing, again, retailers inside my inner circle, we've already done our holiday boot camp. They're planning right through till January. They're being very proactive. And here's the thing, my friends, you need to be planning for your sales. You need to be planning for these events. We can't just keep waiting to see if something's going to change. Let's just plan for what is and pivot if we have to. But you need to be prepared as a retailer for how you're going to make your income, how you're going to support your customers, how we are going to, you know, run things for the next several months and through Q4. If anything, it's just going to help you ease your mind. It's going to help your pocketbook because having things purchased in advance will save you from, you know, high expenses. It's also going to help you with not running out of things because some things like food, for example, are going to change this year. We can't, for the most part, for many of you, serve just, you know, have these open houses with snacks and samples. And, you know, now is the time when we're going to have to prepare for wrapped candy canes. And maybe it's, you know, the little serving cups and all of the different things that we need to plan ahead for. Let's plan now, get those things ordered. It's off our mind. It's so much better to have those things off our mind. So a couple of ideas that we have come up with for some of our retailers. These are just some of the creative ideas. There's lots and lots of different ways that we can still serve customers and have events through the holidays. So I'm going to share a few with you today. And I'm going to invite you to come and join me over in my free Facebook group called Rockstar Creatives. And share your ideas with us and let's continue the conversation over there. Let's just do some brainstorming and I'd love to know how you're planning your holiday season. So some of the ideas we've come up with, first and foremost, I think it's really important, and I've been sharing this through this whole series of pandemic times or whatever we're calling this now, is what is your local community doing? So reach out to your local downtown area, whatever your local economic center, wherever your local neighbors, just your neighbors on your street or in your mall or in your area or in your vendor, you know, if you're a vendor, have a conversation, open that door now. Let's have conversations with those people now. You can be the leader to this. You can take initiative. You can organize a roundtable meeting. Let's brainstorm with our community and see what we can come up with as a community to collaborate to bring people into our town, our area, or wherever you are. So this is one that's overlooked a lot. Maybe it's a shop hop where, you know, we don't actually have one open house. We have a week of shop hopping in our area. And that could be shops and coffee shops and, you know, boutiques, whatever you have. And just work together to bring people to your community, to get them in the holiday mood, but to spread out that, you know, not one night holiday open house kind of thing. So there's different ideas you can do with your community. So I urge you, if you have a community, even if it means you have to just go knock on some doors, and I know this is impossible for everybody, but I want to plant those seeds for you right now. And now is the time to do that. Organize that, become the organizer of it, and then you have a little more control too. I'm always a believer in taking the reins because then you have control. So go touch base, sit down, have a meeting, meet at a coffee shop, whatever it is, and discuss if you can. Another idea is having an open house spread out over, again, over a week or over a couple of different weekends. And we don't maybe call it an open house. We call it our holiday event or whatever you decide to call it. But it doesn't have to be one night. If you're used to doing maybe one weekend where it's crazy and that's when you make so much money, you're, you know, every year we've always, everybody's looking forward to your holiday weekend event. There's ways to eliminate having the big crush of people coming in, but still maintaining that excitement for it, still maintaining the presence of the people and still getting those sales, which is ultimately what we need. So what if you have a system of inviting people through your email? A ticketing system is something that some retailers are looking at right now, as in there's limited spots for this weekend's events. So here's, you know, here's how you get your ticket, and you give out 100 tickets or 500 or 1,000, whatever your limitations are, and they're make them color-coded, make them easy for you, make it easy for your staff. Don't have to get complicated. Keep it simple. Keep it simple for your customers. Do not make them do 75 things to get this ticket. Just have a simple system set up in place and spread it out so that nobody feels like they've missed out. And you also want to make sure that we are building excitement for this and maintaining the social restrictions that you need to, the distancing or the capacity issues. Again, this isn't for everybody, but some of you have real concerns about capacity in your stores, and you need to figure out how are we going to replace this crush of people that we want. We love it. I mean, I absolutely love when my shop was so busy, I couldn't breathe. You guys all know what I mean. Like when the shop is so busy and everybody's the cash registers lined up, it's just such a wonderful feeling. We have to really adjust the way we do business this year because that is not necessarily the right thing for some of you. I mean, if that's still fine where you are, that's fine. But this podcast is being listened to and I have retailers with us from all over the world. So it's different in different areas. But primarily, most people are holding back a little bit, but we still want them in the store. So a ticketing system, events spread out over, you know, several days or a few weekends or, you know, just how you want to do it, but create excitement for your events. Don't make exclusions, but make these tickets available for, you know, for their safety. Keep it putting it on them. Remember, it's all about them. It's not about you. So space is limited. Another option would be to host private shopping parties. And by that, I mean, what if you offer a private girlfriend's party? So you have the hostess and you invite them to bring a maximum number of people. You open extra hours, do it on a normal time off, evenings, whatever. You can, you know, maybe incentivize the host. If they bring five people, they get percentage off. I'm literally like, you have to figure out what works for you. But there's lots of different ways we could do that for our favorite customers. Imagine if you even just put that out on your email and you say, we have limited spots. We have these private girlfriend shopping parties available if you'd like to come. It's, you know, between 5 and 10 people or whatever, or 50 or whatever that might be for you. And if you're the hostess to this, you know, you get kind of like the Tupperware parties, right? You get, if you host the party and your people spend this much money, you get this much back. We can come up with lots of different scenarios. You're the creative, you're the business owner, you can figure that out. But there's just an idea of that you can take and maybe run with. And it could just be a simple gift for the organizer, but there's lots of different things and incentives. Again, keep it simple, simple for them to understand what you're offering, simple for you to manage and your team to manage and your staff to manage, but it still could bring people in. It could still bring some great sales. I mean, I would love to go right now for a private party with just my girlfriends and we hang out, and going with the intention for holidays, you can make it fun and, you know, that kind of thing. And again, incentivize some way for them to be spending, because we want spenders, not just lookers, right? So, but I do feel that this year people are still wanting to go local. Obviously, they still want to shop small. They still have Christmas gifts to buy or holiday gifts to buy. They still want to buy for their home. They still want to buy. They still have money and they want to spend it, but they want to feel safe and they want to have fun doing it and they don't want to go to big crowds. So it's really important to start thinking on how we can serve our people where they are. Another idea is an old-fashioned window reveal party. One of my inner circle members, Virginia, is doing an old-fashioned window reveal. She's planning on doing it with her community, her local downtown. They're making it literally just like the old days where, you know, you'd go to, you know, look at the windows and all the windows are going to light up. They have lots of plans in place, maybe carolers, whatever they can do, keeping people feeling safe, keeping people excited. And in those situations, I'd be handing out promo cards, and that way it drips people into your shop, you know, offering a discount on a postcard or a card you're handing out, something along that line, something to get them excited to come back in, but not all on that night. So we've created an event, or she's created an event, and I have a few other retailers doing similar things. Excitement, an event, you know, not too crazy, outdoors, going to be okay. It's, you know, socially distanced, whatever needs to take place. And she's inviting them and letting them know what's going on in her store over the holidays and, you know, getting them built up and excited to come in and do their holiday shopping at her store. So that's another option. Another idea is doing maybe a safe outside market. Again, I know these things are time consuming, but this is why we're planning this now. We need to get these pieces in place. Doing a safe market in a large outdoor event, or organizing one, or participating in one. Again, you can be social distance. It's open air. You can have a holiday bazaar. In Europe and lots of other places, this is the norm. The holiday shopping is done on markets outside. They bring, you know, all their goods outside. Again, collaborating with other people, however you need to do that. Maybe you just host it in your parking lot. It depends, again, on your situation and where you are and your weather and, of course, all those things. But an old-fashioned outdoor event, sort of like the window reveal party or display, but bringing your wares, having a market, and then, of course, handing out these all-important cards to drive people back to your shop if you need to. And that way they're dripping in. They're not dumping in all in one event. These are just a few ideas that might help you with keeping those events exciting, keeping your customers happy, meeting them where they are with their fear or their concern, or, you know, but they still have a need. They still have a need and a want. We keep forgetting that our customers still want to shop with us. Our customers still need to shop with us. They want what you have to offer. And let's make it the best holiday experience we can. Let's meet them where they need us to meet them, instead of just, you know, giving up or making them, you know, making it uncomfortable for our customers. How can we meet our customers where they are? Of course, you know, we can still have virtual events online and there's other options. But so our five ideas today are, you know, meeting with your local community and touching base with them now and kind of have them round table, seeing what you can do together. Having an open house event with like a ticket system or a a draw or something along those lines to create interest over a longer period of time. Host private shopping parties. That's going to be a really popular one this year. Having an old-fashioned window reveal party, if you are able, or maybe doing a safe market in a large open space. Those are just some ideas to show how we can still create an event and an excitement for our customers and a shopping experience that feels good for them and safe for you and for them. And of course, making those sales, because we still have customers that are excited about our annual events. I know you have a favorite annual event, and I know there's so many of you out there that are disappointed by things that we can't do. I mean, we're all disappointed. It just continues to be difficult, but you know what? Facing them and figuring it out how to still make it good and exciting, it is what it is. Unfortunately, we can complain and whine and be upset about it, but it is what it is, and we need to wrap our head around as the CEO of our businesses, as the owners and the creative entrepreneurs that we are, get creative on how we can serve our customers, build that excitement, still make those sales. We still have those sales, but now is the time to make sure we are planning all of that. So coming up in some future episodes here on the podcast, I'm going to be sharing some ideas and ways that you can increase the sales from the more limited people you might have in your shop, and strategically and with heart and with integrity. I'm going to give you some great ideas to just help move people into your store or online if you have an online store, and how to serve them a little bit better. So listen for those podcasts coming up. I hope you found this helpful. I encourage you to join us over in my free group called Rockstar Creatives. We are going to be continuing this conversation over there this week. Watch for that. I'm going to be jumping in live for a Q&A in the group. I try to jump in at least once a week. So we'll be chatting about the holidays coming up, and we'll be chatting about different ideas that you might have, because we would love to hear how you are serving and having your events this year. So thank you for joining us. We're so happy you're here. We'd love it if you would leave us a review if you found this helpful. And we appreciate you listening to the Creative Shop Talk podcast. Have a great week, guys. Hey, thanks for joining me today. I know how precious your time is, and I'm so appreciate you taking time out of your crazy day to be here with us. All the links for today's show can be found at wendybatten.com/podcast. We'd also like to invite you to come over and continue the conversation over on my free Facebook group. It's called Rockstar Creatives. I'm going to be popping in there live every week to continue the conversation, talk a little bit about what we spoke about today. And I'd love for you to join us over there, Rockstar Creatives on Facebook. I'd also love to ask, if it's not too much trouble, if you could leave me a review and let me know what you think of the podcast. If you're loving the show, be sure that you're subscribing to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. I'd hate for you to miss one. It's been such a pleasure to be here with you today. I'll see you next week here on the Creative Shop Talk podcast.